Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 270 of our podcast Absolutely Intercultural. Today we will talk about the biggest intercultural event of Sprachen Internationales during the winter semester, which is called the Managing Cultural Diversity Seminar. Every year, for the last 20 years, we have invited guest lecturers from our partner universities from literally all around the world to join our seminar. The main idea of the Managing Cultural Diversity Seminar is one intercultural topic that is to be discussed in detail by participants from every part of the world. This semester we looked at sustainable innovation. Local and international students, together with the guest lecturers, were divided into international teams to work on sustainable innovation ideas and at the same time collaborate in intercultural groups. For some of us, the Managing Cultural Diversity Seminar is a good way to learn more about a specific topic. For some others, the seminar is the place where they meet new international friends. And yet some others, especially some faithful guest lecturers, look forward to reconnecting with their old friends from the other partner universities of Rhein-Ahr Campus. A kind of intercultural academic Thanksgiving in late November of every year. In our first category, absolutely entrepreneurial, we will listen to the conversation of two international students who both participated in the seminar, Carlos from Brazil and Lorena from Albania, went out of it motivated to take initiative and start their own business ideas just because of having listened to the stories of the other participants in the seminar.
Yeah, actually our team seriously thought to implement it and we can do a business about it, like innovate a new, like make a new product.
In our second category, absolutely project-oriented, we speak to guest lecturer Vilmantė from our partner university in Lithuania. Vilmantė has generously contributed to managing cultural diversity seminars for more than 10 years now. And for her, MCD is not only the place where she will meet old and new friends, but also the place where great projects with other guest lecturers from all around the world are conceived and planned.
Meeting people from around the world and sharing again something new, some new exercises and experiences connected with even not just friendship and even some kind of work relationships as well. So as we...
In our third category, absolutely innovative, Tia from Albania shares with us how to find simple solutions to complex situations. Sustainable innovation in crisis.
To do a spoiler alert about my workshop, actually my topic is about sustainable innovation in crisis. So I will be talking about how in industry 4.0 is driving many aspects of our life, not only.
So let us begin the show. In our first category, absolutely entrepreneurial, we will listen to Carlos from Brazil and Lorena from Albania, who tell us what they took away from the seminar. For Lorena, the MCD seminar was the beginning of a realistic business idea. Her group brainstormed and invented a writing cloth that could be washed again, and the product was discussed in an intercultural team of four nationalities. Maybe it's time for Lorena to plan a business trip to her fellow team members, for example in India or Canada, and take some intercultural business decisions for the prototype, hopefully to be shown in the next seminar in a year's time. So forget about paper, forget about blackboards. The way forward is writing on cloth.
So actually, in one of the presentations, we had to come up with innovative ideas. And one of the students came up with a way to be more sustainable and not use ink, papers, or even the whiteboard anymore. And she suggested to use actually cloth to write. And it was very exciting because actually it would be fantastic, right? If we had a cloth and we can wash it up and reuse it to write.
Have you started to think about implementing it in real life?
Yeah, actually our team seriously thought to implement it and we can do a business about it, like innovate new, like make a new product.
Your participants of the team, do they live in Germany?
No, actually they live from all around the world.
Oh my God, how are you going to make it?
Well, actually they will be challenging, but we already have an experience like the MCD seminar with people all around the world, and we can make it work for as long as we have desire and motivated to do it.
I remember that another student also shared something very interesting. So what he said was that he and his friends stopped using disposable pens and just using one that you can just change the ink. And with that, they saved more than 100 euros in a year.
Oh my God.
So that's something. Yes. No, immediately I just sent a message in the chat. Please send me the link. And I ordered and I'm just waiting for it now.
Yeah. So do you agree with me that managing cultural diversity is the beginning of new friendships or new project?
Oh yes, well I think the beauty of MCD is that you get a universal topic and it is approached by people from other places all around the world, and then you can go to a breakout room in our case and just discuss it with participants also from different parts of the world, and then you can come up with brilliant ideas and get brilliant ideas from other places, because you know sometimes you think that there's no solution for something and then it's already solved in India, for example, and you can just get the idea and implement it in your life.
I also approve on what Carlos is saying. You definitely get so many different ideas and way to implement them, but also can share and improve what you already have.
I think Carlos may be right. When we share our innovative ideas in a multinational group, there's a good chance that someone from the other end of the world reports that they are already using a very similar tool. It is heartwarming to see that in the seminar Managing Cultural Diversity, the input that changes the behaviors of our students do not have to come from the lecturers, but that these ideas come up when the lecturers just facilitate a place for active intercultural exchange between the participants. In our second category, absolutely project-oriented, our guest lecturer Vilmante admits that for her, managing cultural diversity is a way to connect and reconnect with her colleagues and participants from all around the world in order to start multinational projects and research. We want to thank Vilmante for her faithful contributions over the years. In this seminar, she surprised us with an incredible cultural diversity escape room she designed and programmed especially for the weekend in Remagen.
I enjoying the seminar and I am waiting to join again the seminar when we have many people from different countries, so really diversity, and it's very interesting. It is the most important point when we meeting different nationalities, different countries, and sharing our experience, our knowledge, and having fun together.
Is it your first time that you attend this seminar?
No, I really do not remember even which time, at least maybe fourth or fifth. So I started to participate from 2009, probably coming here several times. And later on also the last time I participating physically, it was 2019. Last year it was I was online, and this year being physically here in Remagen, but also having seminar online.
So it seems like you really enjoy being part of the seminar. What is something that you like the most about managing cultural diversity?
Maybe I could divide several points. So one, as I mentioned, diversity, meeting people from around the world and sharing again something new, some new exercises and experiences. So the second one, even to meet the same people. So returning and meeting people one-on-one time, and sometimes after several years, almost after 10 years, but it's really very nice.
So it's also the beginning of creating new friendships from all around the world, right?
Exactly, and even not just friendship, and even some kind of work relationships as well. So as we had, based on this communication, we had one project already 2012, together with Dr. Borgman here, some other people from different countries, which we met exactly during cultural diversity. So it was Anna Fox, also Rieka from Hungary. Mm-hmm. So it was those earlier participants from cultural diversity seminars. And we also had another SWIC project with Professor Victor from India. We wrote, we made study during COVID with our students and just published article.
Are you still working with the project that you mentioned?
No, that project, it was just a short project. It is an Erasmus project for students. So it was also connected with diversity with five different countries. So we organized in 2012. So it was virtual meetings and later on physical meetings in Lithuania. We spent 2 weeks together.
Yes, when I hear Vilmante talk about student projects 10 years ago, I have flashbacks from how these projects got kicked off in seminars and how in the end the whole international learning group moved to countries like Ireland or to Lithuania for 2 week intensive seminars. It is true, one of the items on our hidden agenda is to get intelligent and motivated people together in one place and brainstorm ideas which afterwards travel the world and have impacts on partner countries. Finally, in our last category, absolutely innovative, we listen to Tia, a guest lecturer from our partner university in Tirana, Albania. She held a workshop about sustainable innovation in crisis and gave a simple solution to the topic, which sounds as if there cannot be a simple solution. She gave, as Jona, our chief editor, an insight before her own workshop took place.
Well, this year's topic is very challenging, actually, so I really expect to see presentations and workshops that manage to direct questions that will arise from how are we going to have sustainable innovation in the following years. So I'm quite prepared to see nice answers from everyone, not just the guest lecturers, about this big question that we all have.
And you are also holding a workshop. What is your workshop going to be about?
Okay, we're going to do a spoiler alert about my workshop. Actually, my topic is about sustainable innovation in crisis. So I will be talking about how in Industry 4.0 is driving many aspects of our life, not only economical and political, but also social aspects. So I will be trying to give a hint on what is happening and how this Industry 4.0 is driving innovation as one of the main opportunities that is rising from the fourth industrial revolution. And also, I will try to give an overview of how our beliefs and way of seeing the world, the planet, each other has changed during this pandemic, and how we can use the situation where we are in into making the most of use of all the innovations that are coming from this fourth revolution, industrial revolution, and also how to make this innovation become a way of sustaining our life in here, in this planet. So these are most of the aspects that I'll be treating in my workshop. And of course, I will, let's say, steal from the Professor Borgman technique into having people collaborating and giving their ideas of how we can make the most use of all the innovations during this period.
Needless to say that Tia's workshop was very interactive and stimulated our intercultural exchanges. Now, what about you? Have you thought about finding a way to stay connected to people who live far from you and may have similar interests? Have you started thinking of your own sustainable innovation business idea? Write us a comment or mail us. We could do a follow-up with you in one of our next shows. On our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this and previous episodes, and you can leave comments. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we are also on iTunes and Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you on the 4th of February. Until then, start formulating your own sustainable innovation idea and bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.